The UN's independent rights investigator for Burma, Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, visited Yangon's notorious Incheon prison for political prisoners today. He's in the country to investigate how many people were killed or detained in a crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators in September. Pinheiro said he is determined to gain access to all the prisons and other sites to assess allegations that over 6,000 people are being held in abusive and torturous conditions by the ruling military junta. Mark Farmaner is acting director of the Burma Campaign UK. He says the success of Pinheiro's visit depends on whether the UN pays any attention to his reports, something it has failed to do in the past.
These jails now, and there's been no international observers there for 18 months. We know that there's brutal conditions there, horrific torture going on in these jails. And it'll also give us an indication of the number of people who are still in detention. The Incheon jail, the main jail in Rangoon in Burma, which is notorious as one of the worst jails in the world, has reportedly been quite overcrowded, so much so that political prisoners are being shipped all over the country. But we're not too optimistic that, one, that he will get genuine access, or, two, that he will really be able to see what's going on there. Because we know in the past, when he was allowed to visit some of the prisoners there, they were briefed in advance of what they had to say to him. They were warned that they would be in trouble if they said anything different, that the prisons would be temporarily cleaned, some of the prisoners would be removed, so it would try to create a better impression for when the UN envoy was there. And the last time that he was there, he discovered bugging devices in the room that he was interviewing prisoners in, which was meant to be confidential discussions. So really what we're talking about is the scale of the abuses and whether this time the international community will pay attention to the Special Rapporteur's report. He issued reports, one, two, three reports a year for many, many years. The thing is, what will the international community do about it?